All right, Alexander, let's get into an interview with Wolf Blitzer of CNN with Susan Rice. And in this interview, Susan Rice is blaming the riots that are taking place now in the U.S. on foreign actors, namely Russia. But she says foreign actors in general. She's blaming it on Russia. She's blaming it on foreign actors manipulating social media to divide Americans. And Wolf Blitzer being the useful idiot that he is. He never really is the sharpest knife in the drawer. Never was, never will be. He agrees with her on this. And let's play the video. It's about a minute and some change long. You'll hear what Susan Rice has to say. And I'll give you two or three points that I have on my mind with this interview, and then you can get into it. So let me play the video.
Who have come to try to hijack those protests and turn them into something very different. And they are probably also, I would bet, based on my experience, I'm not reading the intelligence today or these days, but based on my experience, this is right out of the Russian playbook as well. But we can't allow the extremists, the foreign actors, to distract from the real problems we have in this country that are longstanding, centuries old, and need to be addressed responsibly by new leadership.
You're absolutely right on the foreign interference, because we know for decades the Russians, when it was the Soviet Union, the communists, they've oftentimes tried to embarrass the United States by promoting the racial divide in our country. But what you're suggesting, Ambassador, is that they're still trying to do that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we see it all the time. We've seen it for years and frankly every day on social media, where they take any divisive, painful issue, whether it's immigration, whether it's gay rights, whether it's gun violence, and always racism, and they play on both sides. Their aim is not simply to embarrass the United States, Wolf. Their aim is to divide us, to cause us to come into combat with each other, to disintegrate from within. And I would not be surprised to learn that they have fomented some of these extremists on both sides using social media. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that they're funding it in some way, shape, or form. And that's something that we need to take seriously, but we cannot allow it to distract us from the real problem that is an American problem that we alone can address. And we need leadership desperately, Wolf, that doesn't demonize peaceful protesters from Colin Kaepernick to those who have tried peacefully to protest in recent days. We need leadership that listens, that understands.
All right, Alexander. So Susan Rice says, based on my experience, this is right out of the Russian playbook as well. We can't allow the extremists, the foreign actors, to distract from real problems we have in this country that are long standing, centuries old, and need to be addressed reasonably by new leadership. And she also said, and I would not be surprised to learn that they have fomented some of these extremists on both sides using social media. I wouldn't be surprised to learn they are funding it some way, shape, or form. And that's something we need to take seriously, but we cannot allow it to distract us from the real problem. That is an American problem that we can only address. So Susan Rice blaming it on Russia and foreign actors. Very quickly, Alexander, two things. Coming from Susan Rice, a person that was involved in a three-year coup to destroy the United States, I find this ironic to say the least, that she's the one that's blaming this on foreign actors, what's going on right now. But another thing that comes to mind is whenever they try to lay blame on someone else, whenever they try to explain the problems that are going on, and blame it on other entities, other countries, other people, know that they're the ones that are doing it. This is pure projected. Everything she said in this interview, everything Susan Rice said, to me is a tip-off that the Democrat Party and that this radical neoliberal left are the ones doing all these things. I mean, Susan Rice, to me, tipped me off to that fact. It's pure projection. Everything she said and all the blame that she's laying at the feet of foreign actors is just basically the stuff that they are doing. So go ahead, Alexander.
Well, let's first of all say very absolutely clearly, the Russians have absolutely nothing to do with the crisis at the moment in the United States that we're seeing in US cities all over the United States. The Russians have nothing to do with it. There is no evidence that they have anything to do with it. Susan Rice is not able to point to any evidence. She talks about her experience. Well, we'll come to that in a moment. We will talk about, she talks about the fact that she's making certain surmises. Well, we know the value of those surmises. There is no evidence of it. The Russians have nothing to do with it. Let's cut the Russians completely out of this, because that is, once again, not the politics of distraction here. It is the politics of insinuation. Because when she talks about new leadership, what she really is saying, once again, is let's get rid of Donald Trump. He is somehow involved with the Russians, and the Russians are somehow behind all these problems that we are having in the United States now, and that Donald Trump is somehow connected with that. That is the subliminal, sub-message that she is peddling, and it is not true. Donald Trump didn't create this crisis. The Russians didn't create this crisis. There are all kinds of problems in the United States, but the Russians are not part of those problems. Now, about Susan Rice herself, about what she's been up to, you're absolutely right. She not only has no experience, no information about Russian interference in this thing, but she was a direct party, as we have discussed so often in these programs, in creating the whole Russiagate conspiracy theory, which was intended to bring down Donald Trump. And she, as much as all the other people who were involved in Russiagate, was the person who has created all this enormous polarization and tension in the United States around this issue. And it's also she who has, to a very great extent, peddled this mythology about Donald Trump as this, extreme right leader, in somehow connected to the Kremlin, who is anti-American and who's behind all the problems that America has. So, Susan Rice, you're quite right to point out to her past. And for all we know, she may very well also be part of the problem in the present. Now, I am not making any allegations. I don't know what strings, if any, are being pulled. I don't know who's talking to whom about this. All I will say is that projection, as you say, people who talk about conspiracies, in my experience, are very much the kind of people who engage in conspiracies. And Susan Rice was engaged in one. That we absolutely know.
Two. Susan Rice is a known lie. Let me give you the first one, Alexander. The fact that they're peddling her out now to speak about this is very telling. And of course, that she goes on CNN is even more telling. Yeah. But the first lie she said about Benghazi. Well, she was the first person to go out and lie about Benghazi. Yes. And then she came out and she lied about Russiagate. Let's not forget that under oath, she said there was nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean, to that effect, I'm paraphrasing what she said, but she said, there is no collusion. There is no Russia angle here. And then she went on TV and she was pushing the Russiagate hoax. So she's a known liar.
Well,
over her many years in public office, she's lied once, she's lied twice, and now she's lying a third time. And she's being put on the channels in order to propagate a lie.
Absolutely, and doing so to incredible and destructive effect. And I may add that all this thing that, the Russians are behind it all, it's all over the place. If you go onto the media now, if you go onto Twitter, you will find lots and lots of people saying that this is all part somehow of the Russians. Let's also be very clear, when people like Susan Rice bring up the Russians, what they really mean is Donald Trump. They've conflate Russia with Donald Trump, even though, as you rightly said, Susan Rice knows and has always known that there was no collusion Anna, this whole story about Donald Trump and Russia is a conspiracy theory, which she is a principal architect in constructing. But it's a conspiracy theory that she's still peddling. It's code. It's code. When she talks about Russia, she really means Donald Trump. And that has been true all along. And it is very destructive. It gives an impression that there are sinister outside forces involved. And it implicates the president of the United States with those forces. And at the same time, it, to a certain extent, justifies some of this activity that we're seeing, because bear in mind that if the president is a foreign agent, or that he's being instigated or controlled in some way, then resistance to him suddenly becomes, in a kind of way, legitimized. So we've got to be very careful about what she says. On one level, it's absurd, and it is absurd, and it's preposterous, and even so preposterous that we can be tempted to laugh about it. But actually, it's very calculated and very sinister.
Yeah, it's very sinister as well that she brings up the social media angle to it as well, just days after the executive order that was signed in order to clamp down a little bit on social media censorship. So once again, she's bringing social media into this.
That's entirely right.
In order to justify the censorship, which was... Let's not forget that a lot of the censorship was brought about because of this Russiagate hoax.
Absolutely. Can I just say, there's a number of points to make there. First of all, that is an extremely good point. That, as I said, once again, she's bringing in social media. In other words, she's protecting the tech companies from what Donald Trump is seeking to do, and what AG Barr is seeking to do, what the Justice Department is seeking to do. And we've discussed that, and we've explained how Barr and Trump and the Justice Department are completely on very, very strong, in fact, entirely correct legal grounds. But Susan Rice is trying to protect the tech companies. The one thing I slightly disagree with you about, I don't disagree with you, but I just think the choice of words, clampdown, there has only been one clampdown. That has been by the tech companies on free speech. What Barr, Trump, and the Justice Department are trying to do is they're trying to end that illegal, unconstitutional, unlawful, wrong clampdown. What Susan Rice is doing is she's trying to justify it. She's again insinuating that this clampdown is necessary because it is protecting America, allegedly, from all of this violence that we're seeing at the moment, when she knows perfectly well that that is not so. And then there is one final point I want to make, which is I have seen some of the tweets that have been circulating over the course of the last couple of days. They are terrible. Some of the tweets, not by the Russians, not by, you know, the kind of people that Susan Rice is challenging, but some of the tweets by some of the people who are involved in some of these actions have been incendiary, and in my opinion, they cross the boundary to incitement. I have noticed that those tweets are not being suppressed. They're allowed to stay, they're allowed to circulate. So, in effect, critics of the Democratic Party establishment are, you know, smeared as Russian agents and are being suppressed. Other people who are doing things which I personally think are, frankly, either illegal or borderline illegal, and which I would say are extremely dangerous and amount to incitement, that is being allowed. And those are not the people that Susan Rice is talking about.
Yeah, I probably should have said, that was a poor choice of words. I probably should have said Trump Barr's justified oversight.
Absolutely.
Of the social media companies, because I'm 100% in favor of what they're doing with the social media companies.
But I'm glad
probably oversight would have been a better word.
I'm glad you used the word, because, of course, that is how the Susan Rice's are going to try and spin it. they're going to start trying to spin it as an attack on free speech, what Barr and Trump and the Justice Department are trying to do. Whereas in reality, it is a defense of free speech. Yeah. They're going to try and say that the people who Susan Rice and the tech companies want to suppress are the people who are instigating this violence. Whereas in fact, they're the people who are trying to call out and challenge this violence. The people, some of the people who are generally inciting violence are being allowed to do so. And they're not the kind of people that Susan Rice is criticizing. So it is a looking glass world. It is the world of, everything turned upside down, reality turned upside down, and we should not fall for it. If you actually listen carefully to that interview, which I invite all our viewers to go back to the start of this video and listen to it again if they haven't listened to it already, just see how carefully chosen her words are. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think this whole thing is stage managed. That's why it's with CNN. That's why it's with Wolf Blitzer.
Yes.
That's why you're never going to see the social media companies, the big tech, removing, these posts and these tweets, which are inciting violence. That's why Susan Rice chose her words very carefully, scripted words very carefully, i.e. foreign actors, Russia, they're trying to divide us, new leadership. New leadership. The whole thing is being stage managed. In order to incite more violence. This is the trick that, CNN and Susan Rice and the neoliberal left, this is the trick that they're trying to pull on everybody.
Yes, I mean, there are subliminal messages there, which, to be very clear, again, as I said, they're very clearly constructed, but there are messages there. There are what we call there's messaging going on in these comments, which the people that it's directed to, who understand it, will work on, and other people who perhaps don't understand it, they will subliminally listen to it. If they're open to these kind of comments, they will subliminally listen to them, and they will go away, and they will form their views. They're completely wrong views about the situation based on what Susan Rice says. So Donald Trump, Russia, new leadership.
Social media censorship.
Social media censorship. It's all there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all there. Susan Rice is a known liar. It's a fact.
Yes.
She lied to Benghazi. She lied to Russiagate. She went under oath. Yes. She said there's nothing there under oath. She told the truth.
Yes.
When not under oath, she lied. And the fact that they're bringing her in front of the cameras now in order to peddle this nonsense, sinister nonsense, incite more violence, is very telling indeed. Susan Rice is.
Yes.
They've got something on her because it seems like she's always the one to put her neck out there and peddle the. Peddle the lies. I mean, strange that she's and the email that she wrote.
Yeah, well, indeed.
In order to cover for Obama.
Well, for all, exactly, yes. Well, indeed. I mean, I'm glad you brought him up because, again, this is so much the kind of coded language that he likes to use. I don't know. I'm not suggesting anything. I don't know. I'm not suggesting that, she's acting as his voice here. I'm absolutely not suggesting that. I have no way of knowing, but it does remind me a bit of the way Obama likes to speak. As I said, it's a code, which if you understand the code, you could see what is happening, what is being said. And what is being said should ring a lot of alarm bells.
Never forget, Alexander, when someone says they're a community activist, it means that they're a community agitator.
Of a certain kind. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, definitely go back, everybody, and listen to her words carefully.
In light of what we just said, don't just see this as an absurd comment, because it's not absurd. It's sinister.
very sinister. She's not looking to solve any problems.
No, no, she's got a political objective, which is very clearly focused, and that is very much focused on what happens in November in the United States. And again, it is another reason why, if you listen to this broadcast carefully, you will understand how important that election in November is. You are no longer dealing with people who speak straightforwardly.
Yeah,
she's and that in a democracy is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, she's definitely talking about adding more fuel to the fire. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, as I said, and also constructing a scenario, and as I said, pulling strings. As I said, when people don't talk to you in a straightforward way, when you can actually look behind what they say and you discover other meanings there, then that kind of language you're not supposed to see in democracies.
All right. Be careful of the Susan Rices in the world. Alexander McCurris, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Share this video with everybody you know. Sharing the video really helps us out a lot. And drop us a comment as well. When you comment, that also helps the video. And donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this channel a whole lot. And of course, go to the Duran shop. Pick up some merchandise. T-shirts, polo shirts, and magic mugs. We got all kinds of good things.
And we have better things coming because Alex is in the process of refreshing the shop, and we will have amazing things, more amazing things coming in our shop. And what we have already is fabulous and fantastic. You see our magic mugs. Alex is drinking from his. I have mine here. These are the best mugs in the world. He's got the one with the double-headed eagle of the Russian Federation. I have the one with the Alpha Force, which is Russia's elite special forces unit. And they are both beautiful mugs. And they are wonderful mugs anyway, because they are light, strong, beautiful to hold, beautiful to feel and look at. They store your tea and your coffee wonderfully. They are the best mugs in the world. And I say that without any hesitation or qualification whatsoever. And as great as our mugs are, so are our shirts. All our shirts, 100% cotton, all beautifully made, all incredibly comfortable, all phenomenally stylish. We have the best polo shirts you will find anywhere. We have the best t-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved. We also have V-neck shirts, and we have hats, hoodies, and stickers, and we have amazing ebooks on all kinds of subjects like Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Brexit, Epstein, and even the oil situation. So if you come to our shop, you will find all of these wonderful things. You'll be the proud owner of all these wonderful things, and you will support the Duran also and give us the support we need so we can continue to provide you with a great analysis, such as the kind that we have provided you with on this program. Where else will you have heard the kind of deconstruction of Susan Rice's words that you have just heard on this program? So come to our shop, support the Duran. Alex will tell you how.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander McCurris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.